It's time for another Castle Country FYI here on Castle Country Radio. And joining us in the studio today, we have Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. And Sheriff, it's great to get you back in. Thank you for making time for us today.
Always a pleasure to be here. I missed last week. I got tied up with things. Life gets busy.
And then the week before that, I think you were hunting, weren't you?
Well, I was supposed to be. That's when we had our unfortunate homicide.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've been tied up with that.
Well, it's definitely been busy for you. Before we get rolling into some of the local items, I know there was a funeral yesterday for a fallen officer, and you definitely wanted to start off by talking about that today.
You know, I was very impressed. We went up to the funeral for Officer Cody Brotherson. He was a West Valley City police officer that was killed in the line of duty, and the outpour from the community is just amazing for our law enforcement. Utah is ahead of the nation, in my opinion, for their support for law enforcement, and I just am proud to be part of this community.
Definitely an eye-opener, I think, for everyone, isn't it?
Very much, yeah. Sad day, you know, and he was a young man, 3 years on the force, and was killed in the line of duty. So just a sad day all around for the law enforcement community and for our whole state. It was a statewide effort. There were law enforcement officers there from all over the world for that funeral. It was amazing.
You know, I think in this day and age, you and I have talked about this. I don't want to say that officers have a bad rap, but there's so much negative publicity out there. I'm sure for someone in your position, it's kind of a breath of fresh air to see an entire state and as you mentioned, a country and the world kind of embrace law enforcement.
It is. It's a good thing. And, you know, I think our country needs to band together and move in a positive direction and stay away from the negative influences that we've had in the past. I'm hoping with our new presidential administration that maybe our country will become stronger and more united.
Well, let's talk about something a little bit more positive. We want to keep it positive. That's the holidays. The holidays. I love the holiday season, but as I said, we want to keep that positive as far as holiday travel. A lot of traveling, and that can lead to unfortunately, some accidents.
You know, and I just want people to take their time. I realize you want to get from point A to point B as quickly as you can, but do it safely. I was traveling over the weekend. I was talking to you about this. I got ran off the road twice on Highway 6 out east of Woodside, trying to come back from Green River, from people making bad passes and just not considering anyone else on the road. And, you know, it's just not worth hurting yourself or hurting somebody else because of your impatience or poor driving habits.
So just use common sense when you're driving, right?
Common sense. Leave a little early. If you're going to be late for something, just leave early. Don't put your family in the car and put them at risk because you're in a hurry to get to grandma's house for Thanksgiving. You know, just take your time and be courteous of other drivers, I think would be a good thing.
Now, as far as the holiday travel goes, I look at the forecast, and there's a great chance we're going to get some snow on Thursday. It could go from 70 degrees to snow in 24 hours. Hey, welcome to Utah, right?
Yeah, welcome to Utah. And our first snowstorm is that eye-opener. So we know that there's a possibility for snow on Thursday. Maybe we need to get up a little bit early, leave early, drive slower than normal on the icy roads, and go ahead and slow down before you come to an intersection. Don't follow cars too closely. Give yourself all that distance and room and things you need to react in the ice. No, your car won't stop like it does on the dry.
And before I let you go, we got to talk about something else as far as making trips to the dump. You got to make sure that your loads are tarped, right?
So the loads must be tarped. As you leave your destination, so if you're going from your home to the dump, you need to have your load tarped the entire way. And we've kind of been laxed on enforcing that, but we're going to step up and start enforcing it. There's been a lot of issues lately. There's a lot of garbage on the airport road that's because of this. And Daniel Campbell, the supervisor of the road shop, asked me to ask people. I guess he got into a confrontation with somebody at the landfill that was trying to tarp their load as they pulled in. So we'll start enforcing that if people don't start being more cautious with their loads. Just tarp your load before you go.
What's the fine on that?
I think it's $300, and I think they can make you do community service of cleaning up the trash.
So tarp your load.
It's worth it, yeah.
Tarp it. It's not that difficult, right?
Yeah, it's well worth it. You know, holidays are coming. I'll have a lot of little tips coming up for the next few weeks about the holidays, but just want people to take their time, and if you're a Christmas light kind of guy, I'm going to do mine right now while it's still warm before it gets icy and crazy. So
I had planned on doing mine Saturday, but I think I might just do it tonight.
Yeah, I'm thinking so. I'm thinking I'm going to break it out tonight.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Hey, Sheriff Wood, it's always so much fun to get you in and talk a little bit about what's happening around the community. Thank you very much. And with the holiday seasons here, I look forward to talking with you again next week.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
All right, that's another Carbon County FYI.